Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. This is Evan from Local Splash giving you a call back.
Yeah, Evan. In fact, I was just fixing to review those deals. I just got home, so I was just fixing to review those things that you sent me. But I'll review them later. So, tell me again what it is that you can do for me.
Yeah, so we're going to anchor you to the front page of Google, also just included within this package, so we get you the right amount of traffic and exposure that we need to accelerate a U.S. path. We're also going to just naturally put you on the first page of Bing, as well as Apple, and then I understand you already have some SEO work going on with Yelp, but you can even consolidate with that, and we'll take care of some of that as well with you.
Okay, so it's Google, Apple, and what was the other company?
Bing.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Bing. Okay, good deal. So, and you said it's a two month commitment at $250 a month, so $500 commitment. Now, how quickly will I see myself on Yelp? Here's the thing. Really, I only want to run it for my county. If I can run it just for my county, my one county here, that'll keep me in a 30-mile radius, or maybe two counties. I'm not sure where Henderson County stops, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so you explain to me how I can get my radius area. How do I do that?
So, yeah. Once we would process you for the payment, I would set up a client interview for you, and you would speak with one of our specialists that handles programming and just collecting all the information they need from you, and that's where they would get that type of information, like the county or counties that you want to stay within and the general area that your limitations and the general area and the type of people you want to, furthermore, so we know exactly who to target and where to target, if that makes sense.
Okay. Can they do it by radius of my hometown here? Because I don't know what part of Texas are you in? Dallas or Houston or where?
We take care of all of Texas as well as all of the nation.
I know, but I'm down here. I'm in Athens. That's where I'm at. I don't know if you know Texas. I'm in Athens.
Yeah.
It's a small town, but Tyler's 45 minutes away. So I kind of work on the south side of Tyler, but I don't want to go up to the north side. It's just too far.
Kind
of like working on the south side of Dallas. People don't work on the north side of Dallas because you can't fight the traffic and get all the way up there. The people that work on the north side don't go to the south, and the people on the south don't go to the north.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing here in Houston. Like, just simply the mileage is way too far, and then mix it in with traffic, it's pretty much undoable. But we definitely take that into consideration. And they'll actually sit down with you and set your limits, whether that's an actual street or it's just a county barrier or it's a certain radius from your actual HQ. They'll do a range of things and make it essentially fit and tailored to exactly where your reach wants to go.
That's good then. All right. So, what do I need to do? Do I need to go back and review these emails real quick? Because I just started on them when you called. I kind of ran out of time. So do I need to go back and review them real quick and then call you back or what?
No, I mean, we can get the ball rolling right now. I'm just going to ask a couple more questions to just make sure I have everything together for the client interview and they have everything they need to get into that. And then we can just process payment and schedule that interview.
Okay, sounds good. Okay.
All right, let me get that together for us one moment. And just to make sure I have your name spelled right, Steve Baser, that's STEVEBASER.
Yes.
And this phone number we're currently on is the best way to reach you.
Yes.
And And I understand you're like doing this monthly and you're doing HVAC services. Do you have any specialties?
Just residential repairs.
Gotcha. And you're licensed and insured?
Yes.
And what are your hours of operation?
8 to 5, 7 days a week.
And they'll get, like I said, further into this, but just so I give them a reference, what's the general counties you want to be in?
A tie of Henderson. Henderson would be the first one. Smith and Anderson. That's really the only three.
Okay, perfect. Went ahead and notated that for you.
What was the name of y'all's company again, Evan?
We're called Local Splash.
Local Splash.
All right. Let me reach it. Do you mind if I put you on a brief hold? I forgot about that setup fee, sir. I'm going to get at least the majority of it waived. I just need to reach out to my supervisor to go ahead and take that off from me. Yeah. Do you mind if I just put you on a brief hold real quick?
Yeah. Go ahead, and I'm going to switch back and look at those emails. I haven't even got to look at them yet. So, yeah,
yes,
go
sir.
Ahead and put me on hold.
Fantastic, sir. I'll be right back.
Are you there?
Hello, sir.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, thank you for holding. I was able to speak with my supervisor, and he said I could knock off $200, so it just remains with the $99 setup fee. It's a one-time fee for all the programming and everything. It gets to push you onto those first pages and everything. But after that, it's just going to be a simple
$299 and then $250 a month for 2 months.
Right, but today it's just $348 due today.
$348, and what is that for? That's for 1 month and the setup fee.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so who am I going to contact, Evan, if I never can find it on Google and I need to cancel this and try to get my money back? Because I told you I've been scammed one time before. Data Solution Center called me the same thing. Did the exact same thing as you're doing about 3 or 4 years ago. I never could find my name or anything on anything, and then they just kind of disappeared. Then the next year, they just done my credit card, no approval, no nothing, and finally, I got a hold of somebody, and they sent my money back. You know, I had to threaten to sue them, but just giving somebody money because they called you over the phone.
Right.
I looked at that email. I didn't see anything on that email about your company or anything like that.
Right, yeah. Well, we're completely on the separate opposite side of the spectrum with that. I'll also, part of this, give you a number that's primarily the only number we'll call you from and the one that you'll call us from with the 24/7 support. And we'll also set up something called like a security question. So at any point, we'll call you like throughout this campaign just to give you updates and to gather a little bit of details. And we'll give you that security question. We'll make that here shortly so you can verify that it's in fact us calling you every single time. But I'm also going to give you that number, of course.
Well, how quickly are they going to call me to set this stuff up?
So that's what we're going to do. So once I process this payment, we're going to set up a client interview. And it looks like we do have some time possibly for today, if not definitely first thing tomorrow, to get that set, or if that doesn't work, we generally like to do it within the first 72 hours, but I guarantee you they'll call you as whenever we schedule that.
Yeah, okay. Well, so what are you wanting from me? A credit card and good faith that y'all are going to call me back? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. I'll take that information here shortly. I'm just processing the rest of this information I gathered from you earlier. All right, sir, I can go ahead and take the billing, billing address for this.
Yes, it's 8250 Fallow Run, F-A-L-L-O-W, Fallow Run, LaRue, Texas.
Fallow Run, R-U-N?
Yeah, two words, Fallow Run, LaRue, Texas, L-A-R-U-E.
What's the zip code, sir?
75770.
Thank you. And what kind of card is this?
MasterCard.
All right, sir. I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Yeah, it's 516-0-8600-1860-8150.
Thank you, sir. And the expiration date?
10/24.
And the three-digit code?
884.
All right, fantastic. And as I said earlier, just from the sure amount of traffic we're going to get you, you might get some spam calls. We'll never give out your personal information, but just because of that uptick in traffic, you might get some.
I get them every day. We get them every business, some 30-40 a day.
Yeah, but just to make sure no one scams you on our behalf, we're going to go ahead and set up that security question I was talking about. And with that, we have three different options. You can either do your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you like to use?
My mother's maiden name is fine.
All right, sir. And what is that going to be?
It's Clements. C-L-E-M-E-N-T-S.
Can I get that one more time, sir?
Yes, C-L-E-M-E-N-T-S.
All right, and before I process this payment, I just am going to go over this voice verification. It's just an added line of protection, not only for us, but for yourself. If at any point you have, any questions or concerns about anything I'm saying, just go ahead and stop me, and I'll make sure to stop and clarify for you. So I'm going to go ahead and start it.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline a service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Steve Basler Air Conditioning.
Fantastic. And please state the your name and the title within the business.
The owner.
Fantastic. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
All right. And to get the results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result, please be advised you receive third-party calls from people that are not associated with us. That's why we set up that security question. At any point, if you feel off about the call, just ask us that, and we should provide the Clements answer for you at any time. When you're ready, sir, go ahead and open up your contacts. I'm going to give you our phone number that we should only contact you from, as well as where you would contact us.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's going to be 877-635-6225.
6225?
Yes, sir. 877-635-6225.
Okay, and will somebody answer? Do I need to ask for you, or who do I ask for?
Someone will always answer from there, and I mean, you can ask for me, but from there, we're gonna set up, after we confirm this and everything, we're gonna set up that client interview, and they'll actually reach out to you to get you started. Yeah. But just in future reference, if you ever need to call or get something changed, this is gonna be the number that you contact, and always someone's gonna be there for you. And we'll have your account in front of them and know what's going on.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, sounds good.
Yes, sir. And next part is, in hiring, Local/, your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of our agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment will, for the initial term and account setup, will be charged on today's date, June 17th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day of the month in the total of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue this agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent any charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and process that payment now. All right. That was successful. Now, two things is emailed and texted to you as our terms and conditions. I just need you to do one more thing and sign that for me, please.
Sign it on the email?
Right. It should have sent you a link. And it'll bring you to a sign, like a form to sign.
Okay, let me see here. It may take a while to get through because our internet is slow here.
Perfectly fine, sir. Take your time.
Yeah, it's showing the internet's not moving. But Evan, this may take a while. I mean, our internet goes down all the time, so.
You're fine, sir. I'm in no rush.
It's not coming up, so. I mean, I'm talking about a couple hours.
Oh, okay.
That's what it takes. So we're not in a city here. I'm in our little bitty hoedunk town. So, I mean, all we have is a mailbox. We don't have a store or anything in our town.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. I mean,
yeah.
I got family.
Internet. All it's doing is spinning.
Yeah, I know exactly how it is in small towns in Texas. I mean, I got family in Cotulla and hardly can place a call out there.
I'm going to walk over here by the boat and see what happens. Anything will come through. If our voicemails on our phone, they've come through about 12 hours after somebody leaves us a voicemail. Well, and nothing I can do because it's only going to come through whenever it's going to come
right.
through, but it's not through right now.
Okay, so I'll make a reminder for yourself, like this evening, if you can, like go ahead and put down, because that's a big thing. We can go ahead and schedule that client interview, but they're definitely going to want to have that signed. At least
You can wait on the client interview if you want to until you get this signed. Until this email comes through, it's not cutting. None of them are coming through, and all that's happening on my internet is just spinning. So I mean,
yeah,
we're right now for some reason. So,
I mean, I prefer to still get the client interview scheduled just regardless. I mean, that terms and conditions is key.
Call me back in an hour if you want me to, and maybe it'll come through by then.
Yeah, I mean, I can if you'd like. We can see if it comes through on then. Would you like that?
Sure, yeah. Just call me back after a while, and I'll keep checking and see if it comes through. But it's you can't force this stuff to go through. We'll be right in the middle of watching a movie on Netflix, and all of a sudden it goes off, and we can't do anything for a while until the Internet comes back on. It's not like in the city here.
Right. All right. So, yeah, I'll give you that time, Steve. I'll call you back in an hour and see if it comes through. If it doesn't come through by then, not that big of a deal. We'll just schedule the client interview without a sign, and you'll just have to look out for it this evening. But I'll go ahead and schedule that to call you back in an hour here.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds fine.
All right, Steve. I have you down here, and I'll call you back in an hour to see if you can get that done.
Okay, sounds good. All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye.